Parshas Vayeshev, we are Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach going to look at the upcoming Yom Tov of Chanukah, Bo'aleinu L'Tovo, this time tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem will be Chanukah. And we would like to look at one particular Yesoid of Chanukah, which I think really is the main Yesoid of Chanukah, and that's the Yesoid of Hoidoyo, Thanksgiving. The Gemara in Shabbos, as we well know, tells us, my Chanukah. What is the Nais, what is the story of Chanukah? The Gemara recounts the whole story, and the Gemara concludes by saying, Osum yomim toivim b'halel v'hoidoya. They made these days into halel v'hoidoya. That is the essence of these days. As Rashi points out, loy sha'asurin b'malocha, as opposed to other yomim toivim, there's no issa malocha. It's not like Pesach or Shavuos or Sukkos. Rather, Sheloi nikvu'u elo likrois halel. The whole kvias of the yom, the essence of the yom is reciting halel, v'loimar al hanisim b'hoidoya. So the Gemara is clearly telling us that the mahus, the very nature, the very essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah, can really all be summed up in one word, and that is the Yesoid of Hoidoya. These days are all about Halel v'Hoidoya. And we would like to begin with a very fundamental question. And I did a little bit of a questionnaire, I asked this question to a lot of people, and I didn't really receive a clear answer. The question is a very simple question. Why indeed is Hoidoya the essence of Chanukah? It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a Nes. We have bigger Nisim that we celebrate throughout our calendar. Kriyas Yam Suf is undoubtedly a greater Nes than a Pach Shemen burning for 8 days. And surely we ought to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that as well. And in fact we do. On Pesach we say Halel. And on Sukkos, when we celebrate the Anane HaKavod, which is also surely a bigger Nes than the Pach Shemen, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say Halel, and we say Nishmas. On Shavuos, we receive the Torah. We must be overwhelmed with Hoidoya to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the greatest gift of all. Indeed we do, we say Halel. But that doesn't become the essence of the day. The Yom Tov of Shavuos is not about Hoidoya. It's true, one has to be Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say Halel on Shavuos, that's true. Even on Purim, where we also say Al HaNisim, just like we do on Chanukah. But the essence of Purim is not Hoidoya, even though in that very same bracha of Hoidoya in Shmona Esra, we do indeed thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that doesn't become the essence of the day. That's not what the Yom Tov is all about. So surely the Nes of the Pach Shemen cannot be considered greater than other Nisim, greater than all the Nisim that we celebrate throughout the year, such that the entire essence of the day is all about Hoidoya. Why is that the Kvias, why is that the Mahus and the Pnimius of the Yom Tov of Chanukah? A second question we would like to ask is, if you notice carefully, when we begin the Al HaNisim on Chanukah, we begin with the words, Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan Kohen Gadol. We mention not only Matisyahu, but also his father. But we do not do that on Purim. Bimei Mordechai ve'Esther. It doesn't say Mordechai ben Yair ben Kish, it doesn't say that. So why is it it's only on Chanukah that we mention Matisyahu ben Yochanan, not only Matisyahu, but also his father? Third and final question we would like to ask. We would like to refer to a Rashi, a very important Rashi in Parshas Vezois HaBrocha. Moshe Rabbeinu gives brochas to all the Shvatim, and when it comes the turn of Shevet Levi, he says, Boruch, Boreich Hashem Cheiloi. May the Cheil, the army of Levi, be blessed. What is that referring to? Which army of Levi? Says Rashi. Moshe Rabbeinu saw that in the future, the Chashmonoim Ubonov would come lehilochem im hayevonim. The Chashmonoim are, of course, from Shevet Levi. Moshe Rabbeinu foresaw that Shevet Levi would come to fight against the Yevonim, and therefore his spalel aleihem. Therefore, he davened for them, because after all, they were a very small army, ma'atim, merubim miyad ma'atim, rabim miyad me'atim, boreich Hashem cheiloi. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving a bracha to the army of Levi that they should succeed in their quest against Yevonim. And if you look in the Medrash, in Parashas Vayechi, you will see that there is a remarkable parallel, in fact, between Levi and Yovam. And the Medrash says, Moshe Ziveig, which means Moshe Rabbeinu paired up Shevet Levi keneged Malchus Yovam. Levi is the third tribe. Yovam is the third Malchus. Says the Medrash, the word Levi has three letters. Yovon has three letters. Levi are makriv korbonos, porim in the Beis HaMikdosh. Yovon were the ones who said you have to write, bekeren hashoir, ein lohem chelek belukei Yisrael. Once again, the union of cows and oxen. So we see in the Medrash that it's not that coincidentally Yovan were beaten, were overcome by Levi, but there seems to be a parallel. Levi seems to be the nemesis of Yovan. Three letters, third tribe, Makriv Purim. There seems to be a parallel, and that's why Levi are singled out to fight against Yovan. And this needs explanation. Why of all the Shvatim is it Levi who must eventually be charged with vanquishing Yovan? So we've asked three questions. First and foremost, and this really is the main topic that we'd like to discuss, why indeed is the essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah all about Hoidoya? Every Yom Tov we celebrate Nesim, and every Yom Tov we indeed thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that doesn't become the essence of the Yom Tov. Question number two, why in the Al HaNisim do we mention not only Matisyahu, but also his father Yochanan? We don't do that on Purim. We just say Mordechai without mentioning his father. Third and final question, in what way is Levi the nemesis of Yovan? Why are they paired up, matched up, as the Medrash says by Moshe Rabbeinu, Levi versus Yovan? So I'd like to share with you what I once heard in part from one of the senior mashkichim here in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Shloima Broya Shlita. He's the mashkiach in Yeshivas Beis Matisyo. He was a son-in-law of Rav Gedalia Eisenman, who was the mashkiach in Yeshivas Koil Teira. If we really want to understand the nature and the essence of Yovan, then we must turn to a Ramban in Parashas Acharemus. And the Ramban talks about Aristotle, the founding father of Yovan. And he says, he was makhish. He denied in anything that he could not grasp or perceive. Yovan is the most egoistic culture. Anything that I cannot perceive or understand simply doesn't exist. Vehegis daitoi, and he stirred his mind, meaning not that he actually thought that, but he perverted his mind, lachshoiv, who, the Talmid of Horeshoim, that anything that he cannot be masig, einenu emes. That is the entire hashkofa of Yovan. If we cannot perceive it, then it doesn't exist. Now, the Maharal, very famously, in his Sefer Ne'er Mitzvah, when he explains what was the antagonism of Yovan versus Klal Yisrael, and he says that we know that Yovan are the culture and the nation of Chochmah. Chochmas Yavam. They cannot bear to see a competing nation in that very area that they claim to excel in, i.e. Chochmah. Why is it that they hate Klal Yisrael? Because we, with our Chochmas HaTorah, present the greatest existential threat to the whole culture of Yavam. We are the paradigm of Chochmah, but what about Klal Yisrael? This, therefore, that's why they wanted Lahashkicha Mistoiro Secho. Says the Maral, and I quote, Goyrem, this caused Sherotsu La'abed Mehem HaToiro. They wanted to ruin the Torah. Why? Ki ein giboir miskane. A powerful person is only ever jealous of a giboir shekomoise, of another powerful person. He represents competition. The strong person is not afraid of the weak one. He doesn't in any way represent a challenge to my title as being the strongest. Yavon were jealous of Klal Yisrael. Those are the words of the morale. They were miskani. They were miskani. So Yavon hate Klal Yisrael because there's something that you have that we don't, and we cannot possibly bear to think that your Chochmah outdoes us. That's why they have the middah of kino. What does kino mean? Like the Mishnah says, Sheli, Sheli, Veshelcho, Sheli. It's all mine. Everything is mine by rights. It all has to belong to me. There is nothing that can't be mine. Everything must be mine. And that's what the Ramban means when he says that anything that I can't perceive, anything outside of me, doesn't exist. Because if you're jealous, jealous means everything has to exist within me. It cannot possibly exist in any existence outside of me. That's what it means. Hegis daitoi. They perverted their way of thinking that if there's something that exists outside of me, how do we deal with that? Well, it simply doesn't exist. There is a chochma outside of Yavon. Well, we therefore need to ensure that Klal Yisrael and their Torah also don't exist. That's why they had the middah of this kino. Rav Breuer added a remarkable nakuda. We know, as we quoted before, that Chazal tell us that Yavon wrote Al Keren Hashoir, on the horn of the ox, that we oppose the Ashkocha that Klal Yisrael are zeicha to. So Rav Breuer said a phenomenal nakuda. The Vilna Goyen says that the three worst midos in an Odom, Taiva, Kovoid, and Kino, the Vilna Goyen says all parallel different of the Ovois Nezikin. We know from the Mishnah Arba Ovois. One of them is Shein, teeth. Obviously that parallels Taiva, eating with your teeth. Regel is paralleling Kovoid. Regel, I just trample over everything. I need all the Kovoid. And what about the Ovois Nezikin of Keren? That represents Kino, jealousy. The Gemara says when you gore somebody, you ain hano'o lehezekon. You gain nothing by that. That's jealous. That's jealousy. So jealousy parallels Keren. So it's Nifla b'yosa. Kisvu lochem al Keren hashoir. On the Keren Hashoir, there, that's where our jealousy of Klal Yisrael expresses itself. Now, interestingly, in Loshon HaKodesh, and remarkably in English as well, the word kino, which we translate as jealousy, also has a different meaning, kanos. A kanoi. In English also there's a remarkable parallel. A very similar word to jealous is zealous. To be a zealot is to be a kanoi. Now we know that there are no two words in Loshon HaKodesh. If you have one word that means two things, it must be that there's one sheirish. The word kino and jealousy and kanoos, zealousy, that must have the same sheirish. That must have the same sheirish. Why? And the answer is, indeed, it does have the same sheirish. Kino, jealousy, as we just explained, is from the word konui, kinyan. Everything is konui to me. Everything must be acquired to me. That was Yovan's whole culture. Everything is mine. And if it's outside of me, how do I deal with that? It just doesn't exist. Kino means it's all acquired to me. Do you know what kanos means? It's the same sheirish, just rechanneled. Everything is konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is his. If I see somebody stand in the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I must make a protest. I must eliminate that person because everything is konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kanos and kino do indeed have exactly the same sheirish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Koine HaKoil. We know in Parshas Bahaloscha, when Eldad and Medad spoke out of place against Moshe Rabbeinu, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Yeshua ben Nun comes to make a protest. Vayoymer lo Moshe, Hamakane Atoli. What does he mean, Hamakane? Are you jealous? No, you're not jealous. But rather, you are konui. You are ensuring that the covered of Klal Yisrael is all channeled konui to Moshe Rabbeinu. And if anybody challenges that, tries to divert covered away from Moshe Rabbeinu, then the kanoi says, I must restore that covered to its rightful place, because it's konui to Moshe Rabbeinu. The Medrash in Tehillim, and now we begin to see the picture emerge, says, Yovan wear the beged of kino. Chashmonoim levushim begodim shel kino. What does it mean, begodim of kino? We're now beginning to see the picture. Yovan are all about kino. They're all about, it's all konui to me. If it's outside of me, it doesn't exist. The Chashmonoim are their antithesis. Everything is konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you are trying to divert things away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we must eliminate you. Because everything is konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yovan are the nation of kino. Chochma must be ours. There cannot exist chochma outside of ourselves. And if there does, we'll eliminate it. It cannot exist. It has no place in existence if it's outside of us. Why? Because we have the midah of kino, of keren. It's all konui to us. Levi, why are they the nemesis of Yovan? Well, let's trace it back to the beginning. When Levi was born, Vatahar oid vatelet bein. Leah said she was now expecting a third child, and eventually he was born. And she said, Ato hapam yilove ishi. Yilove ishi. What does that mean, yilove ishi? Says the Medrash. Yilove ishi. Which ish is being referred to? Osid ze lelavois. Es habonim la'aviyem shebashomayim. The tachlis of Levi is to be melave, to accompany, to connect Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's their whole service. That's their whole job. A phenomenal medrash. What does it mean, yilove ishi? The function of Shevet Levi is to restore everything, to make sure that Klal Yisrael are being melave, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now we understand why Yovan and Levi are polar opposites. Yovan is all about kino. It's all mine. Konui to me. Levi is the opposite. It's all konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is the one who kills Zimri? It's Pinchas ben Elozar ben Aaron HaKoyen. Pinchas from that tribe of Levi. Bekanoi es kinosi. Why is Pinchas the one to kill Zimri? Because if I see the covered of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being compromised, I have to restore it. Why do I have to restore it? Because I'm a Levi and that's my job. My job is Yilove Ishi, to make sure that we are accompanying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because everything is connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kaviyochel at stake, it's Levi's job to restore it. That is the mindset of Levi, and therefore, they are the absolute nemesis of Yavon. Yavon is the exact opposite. It's not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the contrary, it's all connected to me. Kino! Now let's come back to Al HaNisim. I want to share with you a most remarkable Reb Tzadok HaKohen. Reb Tzadok HaKohen asks the question that we asked before. Why in the Al HaNisim of Chanukah do we say Matisyahu ben Yoichanan Kohen Gadol? But we don't say on Purim Mordechai ben. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, a phenomenal Reb Tzadok. The Gemara says in the name of Rav, every day there is a bas koel, a heavenly voice that emerges and says, Kol ha'oilam kuloi nizoinin. All of the world is being sustained, bishvil Chanina b'ni. Which Chanina was this? Rav Chanina ben Doisa. The whole world is being sustained in the zechus of Chanina ben Doisa. Says Rav Tzadok HaKohen, I don't understand. Rav, who's uttering this memra, lived hundreds of years after Rav Chanina ben Doisa. So what does it mean that in the times of Rav, there is a bas koel saying that the world is being sustained in the zechus of Chanina? Rav Chanina had long disappeared from the scene. Let me quote to you the words of Rav Tzadok. Bechol doir vadoir yesh nefesh shenikra Chanina. Chanina is not referring to a person, it's an entity. In every doir there exists this notion of a chanina. Vahainu, what is a chanina? Sheyoideya umakir. He knows and recognizes shehakol bo mechesed Hashem shechoinein lebriyosov. Chein vochesed v'rachamim. In every Dori there must exist this notion of Chanina, recognizing that everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if I have anything of my own, it's all a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like we just read on Shabbos, Esav asked Yaakov, where are these children from? And he said, it's the Yelodim Asher Chonan Elohim Esavdecho. In every generation there must exist this recognition, not the person. Rav Chanina ben Doisa had long died. There must exist this notion, this existence of recognition, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, nothing is mine. And everything I have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, now listen to this remarkable parallel. Matis Yohu ben Yoichanan, listen to those names. Matis Yohu, it's a matona from Hashem. Ben Yoi Chanan, it's Chanan from Hashem. That's why we're mentioning these names. Because the whole of Shevet Levi, as we said before, is all about recognition that it's all konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing is mine. The miracle was brought about by Matis Yohu, that recognition that it's all a matana min Hashem. Ben Yoichanan, it's in his genes, it's a Yoichanan, it's a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the Gemara tells us, if you see in your dream Chanina, or Chananya, or Yoichanan, you will be zeicha to miracles. Why? We all know the story of Rav Chanina ben Doisa, who told his daughter, you can light vinegar, no difference between oil and vinegar. Because as far as Rev Chanina was concerned, the word Chanina, as we said, is that recognition. It's all Chanan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no difference between Nes and Teva. I don't differentiate between miracles that come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Teva that comes from our Koichi Vo'itzam Yodi. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as his name depicts, Chanina. If you have a dream of Hanina, you will be Zeicha Tanisim, because you understand that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have answered questions number 2 and 3. Why in Alanisim are we mentioning Matisyahu ben Yoichanan? Because the whole Nes, Shevet Levi, are all about Konui, Kanos, Konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is depicted by the names Matisyahu and Yoichanan. We've also answered our third question. Why is Levi the nemesis, the great arch-rival of Yovan? Because they are indeed polar opposites. Yovan is the nation that preaches Kina, it's all belonging to me. Levi is the exact opposite. Yelove Ishi, it all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If that's the case, I think we now understand why Hoydoya is the essence of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. It's not merely an expression of appreciation for the miracle. We've had bigger miracles in our history. What is Hoydoya all about? We are Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight after the bracha of Avoida. Ritzei Hashem Aleikenu, Ritzei Hashem Aleikecha is all about Avoida. Following which, Moidim. Says the Gemara, once you have Avoida, then you have Toida. Why is one connected to the other? What does Avoida mean? Let me just finish with one line in the Maral and we'll see the whole picture comes complete. Why do we call our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avoida? Says the Maral. Do you know why Avoida's Karbonis is and Tefillah is called Avoida? V'nikra ze Avoida ki ho'eved konui l'raboi. V'hu umamain shaloi hakoil l'odoin shaloi. An Eved has no existence of his own. Yad Eved ki yad raboi. Mashe kono Eved kono raboi. The whole Avoida of Karbonis and in its place Tefillah is that recognition that everything, I'm like an Eved. I have no existence of my own. It's all konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once you have Avoida, you then move on to Hoydoya. Hoydoya is that recognition, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just an expression of appreciation, it's a recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chanina, Chananya. It therefore turns out, Hadvarim Nifloim B'Yosa. Yovan and their culture, Hegis Daitoi, that if it doesn't exist in me, then it doesn't exist. It's all about me. It's all konui to me. That's why they have kina of Klal Yisrael. The polar opposite, the antithesis of that, is Levi. Kanos, it's all konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Matis Yohu, it's all Yoi Chanon. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing belongs to us. Hoydoya on Chanukah is not just an expression of appreciation for the Nes. It's the expression and that recognition that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the essence of the Nes of Chanukah and of the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So it's true. Kriyas Yom Tov may be a far bigger Nes, and so too Matan Torah, and so too Anani HaKovid. It's not a question of degree of appreciation. By being Moida to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, following Avoida, what are we in fact doing? We are recognizing that we are Avodim. Everything is Konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is, as it were, reliving the whole experience of the Chashmonaim. On Chanukah, we all become Levim. On Chanukah, we are all Matis Yohu. We are all Yoichanons. That's the Avoida of Chanukah. We asked, why is Hoydoya the essence of Chanukah? There were surely bigger Nisim throughout the calendar year. Indeed, that may well be the case. But if we understand what Hoydoya is, Hoydoya follows Avoida. As the Maral says, we are an Eved. Mashe kono Eved, kono Raboi. We are konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is exactly the culture, the hashkafa of the Chashmonaim. And on Hanukkah, we all become Chashmonaim. We are all this Midah of Kanoos, HaKoil Konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why when we say those words, Matis Yohu, Yoichanon, Chanina, it's that recognition, not just of appreciation, but we've mentioned in the past the famous Yesod of Rav Hutna. Hoidoya means admission, not just thanks. I admit it doesn't belong to me. It's an admission that without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I wouldn't be here, I wouldn't exist. It's all konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that, therefore, is the avoida of these days. When somebody famously came to the Chazon Ish and said, Es kumt mir ha-mazel tov. And the Chazon Ish says, Es kumt dir garnisht. I get a mazel tov, I deserve a mazel tov. No, you don't deserve anything. It's all hayelodim asher chonan li elokim. It's all matis yohu, yoichanon, chanina, chananya. That is the essence of the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. So if the title of today's shir was the Yom Tov of Hanukkah, the true meaning of thanking, that's what the true meaning of thanking is. It's not just an expression of appreciation, but rather it's a recognition following avodah that we are an eved who are konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in which Yom Tov is that more manifest than any other? The Yom Tov of Hanukkah. That was the hashkof of the Chashmonaim. Not like Yovan, it's all konui to us. The exact opposite. It's all konui to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. With that recognition in mind, then we too will be zeicha. Just like the Gemara says, if you dream about Chanina, you will be zeicha to Nisei Nisim. So too, through the avoida of Hoidoya on Hanukkah, recognizing that our family, our wealth, our health, our parnasa, our everything, our ruchnis, our gashmish, it's all konu to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then we too, Be'ez Hashem, will also be zeicha. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed Nisim, La'avoyseinu Bayom Emaheim, so too, Emitz Hashem, Bazman Hazeh.